Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's 7:09 and 11. Get starting off on this Friday. Today, we could see some more snow. We are going to see more snow. Not could see. We will see more snow. High of 15 of tonight, Friday night. We got more lake effect snow, 1 to 3 inches, and a low of 10. Saturday, snow continuing on in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, and a high of 16.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, just months after the death of Hugh Hefner, Playboy is considering getting rid of its print magazine, which has been around since 1953. The company has been losing money on the print magazine for years, so the plan would be to stop publishing it and instead focus on making money with licensing deals. So while the glossy magazine with the fold-out centerfold isn't worth much money these days, the image of the cartoon bunny head still is. Well, there's a good thing that I have my stack of old Playboys that I can thumb through and reminisce. A boy never forgets his first Playboy. And he never forgets the reaction of his mother when she finds his first Playboy. A lot of yelling. For the first time ever, government health officials have issued warnings and guidelines about the dangers of radiation from cell phones. Yeah, that's right. The guys with the tinfoil hats maybe weren't too far off. The California Department of Public Health went so far as to release a guide on how to reduce your exposure to cell phone radiation. When you're sleeping, they suggest the phone stay at least an arm length away from your body. You're also not supposed to carry your phone in your pocket. You've been saying that, man. All those crazies were like, the radiation, man, is killing our brains. Maybe it is. And former boxing champion Mike Tyson plans to make a lot of green by growing marijuana. As of the new year, recreational weed is legal in California. So Iron Mike broke ground on a 40-acre farm he is calling the Tyson Ranch. He plans to grow high-quality marijuana on the land, manufacture edibles, sell fertilizer, and create a vacation resort for pot smokers. As a professional fighter, Tyson tested positive for marijuana, and he was fined $200,000 for it. Because he liked to get stoned before getting in the ring, Tyson cheated on drug tests using a so-called Wizinator that released clean pee from a realistic-looking private part. Love smoking that sweet sticky icky. So there you go. Maybe you go get high with Mike Tyson. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?